Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peake, founder of the Peake Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
So we're reading this article, Michelle, right? It's the age-old dilemma for women.
Yes.
To lie or not to lie about your age. Now, what is that whole gig? And we brought on the author, Suzanne Braun Levine, who wrote an absolutely fabulous piece. She's got a great amount of wit and wisdom. And we're going to talk about this whole issue about lying and your age. Suzanne, welcome to Her Radio.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
All right.
So
why do women lie about
you.
Their age? Why do they do it?
Why do all my girlfriends, why are they all now older than I am? Do they think I can't count?
Well,
I mean, younger than I am. Excuse me, younger than I am. Younger.
Well,
they're like 10
lying.
Years younger and they were 10 years older.
But if they're older, that means you're lying.
Yeah. Well, okay, so who's lying here? No, I'm happy to share my age. I always have been. Why wouldn't I? But why do women lie? Let's find out, Suzanne.
Well,
tell us.
Suzanne.
It gets harder and harder. My mother, who was a great beauty and looked 10 and then 15 years younger than her age, lied about her age from the time she was 50. And I, being a feminist, kept telling the truth about my age. So by the time she died at 94, she was about 15 years older than me. She'd been lying and shaving ages off so that she was 70 and I was 59.
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised
that you weren't older than she was.
Well, if she'd lived a little longer. And I guess she was really mad at me. She never said anything. But I think she must have flinched every time I said...
Well, I want to take a moment here. You mentioned the word feminist. I want to make sure everyone out there understands we're talking to a major literary celebrity. Suzanne Braun Levine is both a writer and an editor, also a lecturer on women, families, and gender. But she was also the first editor of Ms. Magazine and the author of two e-books, Can Men Have It All? And You Gotta Have Girlfriends. So, honey, we got ourselves someone who knows from everything. Now, tell us.
I wish.
Listen, so talk to us. Men never lie about it. You always see it in the newspaper. It's like, you know, Kissinger is so-and-so a million years old and back and forth. But when it comes to women, it's like there's this dead silence or suddenly they're a heck of a lot younger than you thought they were. What's going on here? Just tell us.
Well, there are a couple of things. One is cultural. In history, women's role was to reproduce and then care for the children. So by the time they couldn't do either of those things anymore, there was no place for them in society. So you became less and less relevant. Today we have this youth cult, and women are desperate to look young and disguise their age. And even though Gloria Steinem, I think, broke the ice 40 years ago when somebody said, you don't look 40, and she said, right. Well, this is what 40 looks like. I don't know if you've seen a picture of her recently.
Yes, well, actually, I met her.
Yeah,
but
me too.
This is what 81 looks like. And by announcing her age, she has made it possible for people to imagine aging in a different way. She could have lied about her age all along. She could say now she's 60 and everybody believe it. Right. But by saying her real age, she has established an image for an age that only had the image of, a frizzled up old crone. So the more we tell the truth about our age, I think the more we redefine age. And I'll tell you who benefits even more than we do, I think.
Who?
It's younger women. Younger women who need to understand that there is so much more to look forward to in our 50s, 60s, and 70s, that they don't have to say, I got to get it all done now, I've got to have it all, I've got to, if I don't have my career, if I don't have my children now, it's all over. There's so much more ahead, and if those of us who are down the road a bit share the truth about these ages, it's a gift to the women who are coming behind us.
It is. It's a gift to everybody. I mean, I'm 55, and I'm proud to say I'm 55, and quite honestly, I wouldn't change my age for anything. And I feel good, and I feel like I look good, and I also have, you know, I've had a lot of experience in life, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. But let's talk about, does age shame happen more frequently in men or women?
Oh, I think definitely women. We have internalized all of these notions that women become less valuable, less beautiful, less interesting as we age. So I know that even though I am, you ready for this? It's getting
yes.
harder and harder.
Here we go.
74.
Oh, 74. Good for you.
And I tell you, when I'm standing behind a lady with blue hair who is rooting around in her pocketbook because she can't find her change purse, I say, God, I wish that old lady would get out of the line. You know, we all have these internalized negative feelings about old people. And I've always wanted to go up to somebody who was coming down the street toward me who I thought looked really old and ask her how old she is, because I'm almost positive that she probably would 9 times out of 10 be younger than I am.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
So,
that's something also that Michelle and I, you know, in our own work with women really push out there, and that is take good care of yourself mentally, spiritually, physically, you know, in a holistic way. Nourish yourself appropriately, and you're going to be whatever that optimal real age is going to be. Attend to yourself, not in some kind of narcissistic way, but in a way that's self-loving and self-compassionate. And I think, you know, looking at a lot of... Yeah, well, I remember your book, 50 is the New 50.
Yes.
And I loved that book. And How We Love Now, Inventing the Rest of Our Lives is another book. I mean, you were a prolific, prolific writer and really on the bleeding edge of really pushing a lot of these biases and stereotypes. That's why when Michelle and I read your marvelous piece in New York Times, we were so pleased to see, you know, and to hear your voice again, you know, pushing this. And I think you should do more and more. Don't you think, Michelle? Isn't this fabulous?
Yes, it's great. And, you know, women need to embrace their age, and it's just empowering for them to do so. And there's no reason to lie. There's just no reason to lie about it.
Especially because as we get older, we get a lot braver about telling the truth. And
exactly.
We get a lot more committed to our own authenticity.
And so it feels good.
Well, especially if you've been taking good care of yourself. You're proud of that fact. You know, and you just brought that up yourself, Suzanne. You walk down the street, 9 out of 10, they are actually younger than you are. And it yet... You know, if you haven't really taken good care of yourself, then it's really a problem. You know, we've been talking to Suzanne Braun Levine, the first editor of Ms. Magazine and a prolific author. Please go to her website, Suzanne Braun, that's BRAUNLevine.com, to hear more about your aging, whether or not to lie or to lie in the first place. Don't ever do that. This is Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Embrace your age, ladies. That's what we should be doing. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Stay well.